Considering a pet rabbit? Some say they make excellent indoor and outdoor pets. After all, they sure are adorable and brimming with personality. But before you swoop into your local shelter to adopt a super cute and cuddly bunny, let's do a little reality check. Welcome to Pet Tales on Radio Daddy-O. I'm Jay Ginsburg. Everyone loves a cuddly, super cute bunny. I mean, how can you resist that wiggly little nose and all that? But hey, as with choosing any pet, there are a lot of things to look at. And I'm not just talking about choosing a short or long-haired cottontail. Sure, when rabbits are young, happy, and full of energy, they zip-zip around the room in little bunny blurs, making us all laugh. Some have been heard to say, a la Elmer Fudd, "You crazy rabbit." But beyond all that fun, beyond the cuteness, expect your new buddy will be dropping a few binkies, also known as poopies, on the floor. The good news is, usually like cats, rabbits can be litter box trained. I remember my rabbit, the late great Oggedy. He always liked being petted on his forehead and cheeks. He also loved getting a good back scratch around the shoulders. On the other hand, he also let me know, "Jay, don't touch me on the ears, neck, feet, stomach, or tail." How did he let me know? Can you guess? Oggedy, bad bunny. Anyway, with time and patience, you'll figure out what makes your bunny tick, and vice versa. Still, remember I said this was a reality check? Gotta say, rabbits are not low-maintenance pets. They need social interaction every day. Without that, boredom could set in. Let me put it this way. When it comes to bored rabbits, nothing's more fun than chewing up computer cables, wires, couch piping, or snacking on your most important and delicious documents. Finally, let me leave you with this. Please, no impulse rabbit adopting around Easter. That's just, well, crazy. Perhaps choose a basket filled with chocolate eggs instead. Kids love those. Rabbits, just like us, deserve a healthy, happy life in a welcoming home. Do your research, and by all means, check in with your local pet shelter or breeder on the subject. Lots of answers there. And that's Pet Tales on Radio Daddy-O. Until soon, I'm Jay Ginsburg.